What's going on, everybody, and welcome back for another episode of Triggered. This is Triggered, episode number 546 here on Wednesday, January 29th. And we are just, 9 days into the Trump administration, and it has been amazing. I'm getting a little sick of the winning, honestly.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding. but it's been a really great run here so far. He's doing everything he promised and more. And just today, President Trump signed his first law as 47th President of the United States, the Laken Riley Act. It was a great ceremony at the White House. Of course, he had Laken's parents there, and her mother spoke. I thought it was really touching what she had to say. Take a listen.
We also want to thank President Trump for the promises he made to us. He said he would secure our borders and that he would never forget about Laken. And he hasn't. He's a man of his word. We trust that he will fight for the American people. Most importantly, I want to thank our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because without his sacrifices, Laken's story would have ended on that horrific day that she was taken from us. But because of him, we can continue living knowing that we will see Laken again.
And not only that, then he further went on to announce that he is going to be sending the illegals to Guantanamo. Take a listen.
Today I'm also signing an executive order to instruct the Departments of Defense and Homeland Security to begin preparing the 30,000-person migrant facility at Guantanamo Bay. Most people don't even know about it. We have 30,000 beds in Guantanamo to detain the worst criminal illegal aliens threatening the American people. Some of them are so bad we don't even trust the countries to hold them, because we don't want them coming back, so we're going to send them out to Guantanamo.
Tremendous.
Yeah.
Absolutely tremendous. It should have been done a long time ago.
Yeah.
And border crossings have basically stopped.
Plummeted.
Isn't it amazing what you can do when you send the military to the border and secure our borders and stop illegals from entering the country, which just further underlines everything we've been saying for years here, that the Democrats did that on purpose.
Yep.
And it was treason.
They knew exactly where all these people are.
Yeah, they're
I mean, we got, 9,000 criminal aliens were deported this week?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm talking
sexual
predators.
Which, as Tom Homan says, is not enough. We're
going
to pick up the pace.
No, it's not enough.
I read that the operation, once it gets to full capacity, is going to have the capacity to deport 25,000 illegals a day.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, and not only that, but ATF, DEA, and the U.S. Marshal Service now have deportation powers. Trump is invoking a decades-old, this is INS-era statute where states in agreement with the DHS can deputize their local law enforcement agencies as immigration officers. So we have the deportation force.
Yep.
We have unlimited resources. It's a federal operation. And the whole country is their backyard. So when you have, Keith Ellison and all these schoolboy bitches talking about, we're not going to cooperate with ICE. Well, that's fine. You can just sit, with your thumb up your ass in your fucking office. These federal agents are going to be able to find these people. So,
And then they're bitching about ICE agents going to schools and stuff like that. And
bust down the doors.
Yeah.
Bust them
down. First off, American taxpayers shouldn't be paying for illegals to get schooled.
No. Do you see what's
happening
here?
You know how much it costs? Yeah.
What's happening here?
Yeah.
We're spending $25,000 a kid in Fairfax County to and they don't even speak English.
Yeah, versus, I think, $14,000 for American students.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
and they want to raise the taxes here in Fairfax to cover that.
Yeah, fuck
and
that.
And they're denying access or any cooperation with ICE at a county level.
Well, that's fine.
And there's been immigration raids here already. Just yesterday morning, I saw one.
Shit, I'll go to the schools and call that ICE hotline.
Yeah, well, there's been some talk about enlisting the help of the public, and we might get to that point.
So. Alien hunting! Alien hunting!
The cartels fired on immigration
they did.
Enforcement at the border.
Yeah.
There's been some talk of letters of mark.
Ooh.
I believe that's how it's said.
Yeah.
So it's going to be very interesting. We will see.
Yeah.
Let's see. Up on the Hill, the confirmation of President Trump's cabinet continues, albeit at a very glacial fucking pace. It is brutal how long this is taking, and it shouldn't be taking this long. But we have had some good confirmations occur. John Ratcliffe is in at CIA. Pete Hegseth was confirmed on Friday. It was a 50-50 vote and took Vice President J.D. Vance to break the tie. However, there was a lot of drama around that.
Unnecessary drama.
because one, you had the bitches, Collins and Murkowski vote against. You had McConnell vote against. Real piece of shit he is. Yeah, he can fuck off.
Leader of the Democrats, apparently.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
And so it was 50-50. But there was concern in the hours leading up to the vote that a fourth GOP senator was going to defect, and that would effectively sink Hegseth's confirmation. So we started hearing some wind of that around 2:30 on Friday. By 3 o'clock, we had confirmed that it was Senator Tom Tillis.
Your favorite man.
Shocker,
your
right?
Your favorite.
As soon as this came out, I knew it was him, but we, of course, had to confirm it.
Yeah.
And we did through multiple sources on the Hill.
Yeah. We even called his office.
Called his office multiple times. No answer, of course.
The voicemail. I just called because I wanted to hear that voicemail. I thought it was pretty
funny. So people got riled up on X, and we wrote many posts about it on our sites. And luckily, the pressure campaign worked. And in the end, he went back to being a yes vote. But he pretended as if none of that ever happened.
Oh, my God.
And then over the weekend, or maybe Monday, you wrote about this. We find out that he was the one behind Pete Hegseth's ex-sister-in-law coming out and signing that bullshit affidavit claiming that he was an abusive husband.
Oh, I mean, it's just ridiculous. He's like Rasputin. Yeah. If you fix your signature to these affidavits, I can guarantee you that we can basically sink the nomination.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just need to do, I need to do my due diligence, and if there's no corroborating evidence, then I'm going to, vote in the affirmative. I'm like, Tom
thinks he's so smart. Yeah. He thinks he's smarter than everybody else in the room just because he has some money.
Yeah.
And he's a typical fucking rhino scumbag snake up on that hill. And I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure that he faces a serious primary in 2026 and is kicked out of office, because he should not be representing the good people of North Carolina.
No. People are pissed at him. And let me tell you something. In what universe did he think that this was not going to be
a disaster for him?
A disaster, and also unearthed.
Yeah. Well, I remember I texted you on Friday. I equated it to the biggest political Allahu Akbar I've ever seen in my fucking life.
Oh, my God.
I mean, talk about being in cycle and strapping a suicide vest to yourself.
Seriously.
And now he's going to face the consequences of that. And people won't forget this, because just because he voted yes in the end doesn't mean it forgives all of his sins.
Yeah. He was jonesing the vote no. He just couldn't find anything to grasp hold of. So, you know what?
If he had any actual balls, he would have stuck with his no vote. But instead, he cowered in the corner, didn't say anything for hours as speculation swirled, and then in the end voted yes and released a statement as if, like, oh, yeah, I was yes the whole time. Okay, well, then why didn't you put out a statement when all these questions were directed at your office saying, how are you voting? It's pretty easy. It's pretty simple.
Everybody, 101. Yeah, everybody ran into the bunker, though.
Yeah,
everybody
course.
Ran like a, well, like that's a scared because
all
wombat.
The, that's because all the scumbags that work in his office are all liberals, and I have that on good authority. So, all right, let's see what else we got here. A lot of great stuff's been happening over at the Pentagon. Pete Hegseth's been on a roll since the second he got there. You know, the DEI shit's gone, the transgenders in the military, all that shit. He opened an investigation into Mark Milley, revoked his security clearance and his security detail, and stripped the portraits of him from in the Pentagon.
And could be demoted.
He
should be demoted because Mark Milley, remember, he talked to the Chinese in 2020 and committed borderline treason when he said, oh, don't worry, if we were going to ever attack Beijing, we would let you know. He told that to his Chinese counterparts over there.
Yep.
The fuck?
And not only that, oversaw the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan.
Yeah.
I mean, it's about time that this piece of fucking shit faces some consequences. And
that's
what's happening.
And he was going to resign, but he kept that letter in a desk so he could stay at the Pentagon and undermine President Trump in the first presidency.
Well, and remember, he got a preemptive pardon.
He did.
Yeah.
He did
for
get
what?
A preemptive. Yeah, for exactly.
Treason.
Yeah.
For what? all right, we got Kristi Noem confirmed as the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. And like Hegseth, she's getting to work. The ICE raids are on a roll. She was on the ground with ICE agents doing raids in New York City yesterday to get the bad guys out of the country, as she said. And that's going very well over there. So, I know it was a little lukewarm on her, but I think she's going to be pretty decent. So we'll see. So far, so good.
Did she shoot any dogs in New York?
Yeah, good question. You know, sometimes you get...
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah.
Scott Bessent confirmed as Treasury Secretary and already has faced a plot to take his life. The violent left at it again, of course. Capitol Police arrested a Massachusetts man who traveled to D.C., allegedly.
They found the Molotov in his car.
I'm just saying. And he admitted it to the police. Mr. Producer doesn't want the allegedly in there. So
he allegedly definitely did it.
Yeah. So he apparently first came to kill Mike Johnson and Pete Hegseth, then realized he wouldn't be able to get close enough, then wanted to kill Scott Bessent, our new Treasury Secretary, and realized that that wasn't going to happen. And then he turned himself into police. I'm like, dude, just go home. I mean, what are you? It just shows the level of retardation of these fucking libtards, man. It's crazy. Just today, RFK Jr. up on the Hill and facing, you know, an embarrassing display from the Democrats yet again, including Hiawatha, Senator Ron Wyden, who's another retard. You know, you can go down the whole list here. But this clip I thought was pretty good. Let's take a listen.
All of these things cannot be true. So, are you lying to Congress today when you say you are pro-vaccine? Or did you lie on all those podcasts? We have all of this on tape, by the way.
Yeah, Senator, as you know, because it's been repeatedly debunked, that statement that I made on the Lex Fridman podcast was a fragment of the statement. He asked me, and anybody who actually goes and looks at that podcast and will see this, he asked me, are there vaccines that are safe and effective? And I said to him, some of the live virus vaccines are. And I said, there are no vaccines that are safe and effective. And I was going to continue for every person. Every medicine has people who are sensitive to them, including vaccines.
Right. So
he interrupted me at that point. I've corrected it many times, including on national TV. You know about this, Senator Wyden. So bringing this up right now is dishonest.
Yeah. RFK basically shut down all the Democrats. Yeah. And it was another display of Democrats that was so rancid, to take a word from our good friend Katie, I think might actually convince a few Republicans to vote for him that were on the edge. I wouldn't be surprised to see him getting a few Democrat votes as well. I think he's going to be confirmed. We don't really have a vote count yet. We don't know how those bitches are going to vote.
Yeah, but it could offset, because apparently Sheldon Whitehouse might vote for him.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
those two are best buds.
I heard that Lindsey Graham was a no. She's a shocker.
Oh God!
You know, you can just see who's paid off by the pharmaceutical companies up there today. You know, God forbid the guy wants to make America healthy again. Yeah. What a travesty!
I mean, what is he going to do? Like, they treating as if tens of millions of kids will die if he's confirmed.
Yeah, which
that's,
is just
that's
ridiculous.
The narrative. And then I love that the whole thing where he's like, if you want a cheeseburger and a Diet Coke, I'm okay with that. My boss likes that.
Yeah.
I'm just going to tell you what's in it.
Yeah.
That's
yeah. yeah. And of course, you also have some on the right, you know, the hardcore pro-lifers at it again. You can't have a pro-abortion guy as Secretary of HHS. Well, first off, pro-abortion is a little bit of a stretch given that he has said many times, including today's confirmation hearing, that he would abide by President Trump's wishes on policy relating to abortion.
Yeah.
And that he personally believes that every abortion is a travesty. You know, just because you don't want abortion totally banned to 0 weeks or point of conception or whatever, you could have that whole debate all day, every day, it doesn't mean you're pro-abortion. I hate that.
Well, I mean, that. But to them, to that side, that's what it means, unfortunately. Yeah. But, hey, listen, I mean, if you want to keep losing elections, I mean, how many state, you know, ballots did we lose, you know, with Kansas, Ohio? Which
never
is a ruby red state, but it has abortion codified now. So you guys want to keep pushing this. Okay.
Yep. Also up on the Hill today was Secretary of Commerce Designate Lutnick and Kelly Loeffler. I forget what she's up for. Maybe Small Business Administration, something like that.
I think so, yeah. Sounds more like it.
Tomorrow, though, is the very interesting day. We have Kash Patel up there, Tulsi Gabbard, and the second RFK hearing in front of the Health and Human Services Committee. Today was in front of Finance, which I forget why they do two hearings for that. I think it's something, whatever. And then Driscoll, who's non-controversial and should sail through. But the other ones are going to have some good fireworks. So, of course, we will have that fully covered for you on all of our sites, and especially townhall.com. Over the weekend, J.D. Vance sat down for his first vice presidential interview with Margaret Brennan of CBS, which I was like, at first, why did you pick such a libtard? And then when he absolutely fucking embarrassed her, I was like, oh, so that's why. You know, it was a total beatdown, and there's so many clips I could play. And she tried to criticize J.D. Vance for wanting to better vet Afghan refugees and illegals and this and that. This was the best clip, though, of the entire thing. It was an amazing line and just smacked her down. Take a listen.
Well, Margaret, I don't agree that all these immigrants or all these refugees have been properly vetted. In fact, we know that there are cases of people who allegedly were properly vetted and then were literally planning terrorist attacks on our country. That happened during the campaign, if you may remember. So clearly not all of these foreign nationals have been properly vetted.
But there are 30,000 people in the pipeline, Afghan refugees.
But my primary concern as the vice president, Margaret, is to look after the American people. And now that we know that we have vetting problems with a lot of these refugee programs, we absolutely cannot unleash thousands of unvetted people into our country.
These people are vetted.
Just like the guy who planned a terrorist attack in Oklahoma a few months ago, he was allegedly properly vetted. And many people in the media and the Democratic Party said that he was properly vetted. Clearly he wasn't. I don't want my children to share a neighborhood with people who are not properly vetted. And because I don't want it for my kids, I'm not going to force any other American citizen's kids to do that either.
No, and that was a very particular case. It wasn't clear if he was radicalized when he got here or while he was living here.
I don't really care, Margaret. I don't want that person in my country. And I think most Americans agree with me.
We gotta make T-shirts for that.
Yeah, I know.
We gotta get T-shirts on
That's actually a good idea. Yeah. I'll sign that tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, we hit up the border a little bit here, but there's a lot going on here with the illegal immigration crackdown being here. It's glorious. It's officially underway. Obviously, shutting off the fire hose at the border was a top priority that seems to have been almost already completed. Obviously, still need to build the wall, but the...
Oh, but it's being built. I saw construction. They're screwing in everything.
The surge of resources and turning our ICE agents from apprehension and deportation to processing entry works.
Yeah.
What a shock.
Yeah.
What a shock.
Yeah.
I saw the Chicago ICE agent field director or the special agent in charge or whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was giving an interview and he's like, the morale among the men is great. We finally are unshackled and able to go out there and do our job with the backing of our superiors. And it's so refreshing and fantastic. And I was like, yes.
Yeah. Happy hunting.
Yep. You know, there's been a lot of orders on regarding illegal immigration, the executive order ending birthright citizenship for the children of illegal immigrants. That's going to go to court for sure. That's going to go to Supreme Court.
That's going to be a big,
I think it's going to go to Supreme Court, and I think we're going to win that.
Yeah.
And that could reshape our future as Americans. It really, I can't overstate the monumental significance of that.
Major pipeline of illegals gaming the system will be shut off.
Oh yeah, totally.
And Democrats aren't going to like it. I can't pronounce. I know we've tried pronouncing this game.
Trendyaragua. I've heard it so many times now.
In Colorado, they had a massive rager at a bar. It got raided before they finished their careers.
It was still
in the ice buckets. It got them all.
Well,
50 drugs, guns everywhere. It was a fucking circus, and we got them.
It's only three apartment buildings. Do you hear yourself?
I know.
They're
taking over the whole town.
The guy who was in charge of that, the gang member, the illegal,
arrested
in New York, deported.
Done.
Yep. It's, you know, it's shocking what happens when you actually do your job and enforce the law.
Exactly.
And yesterday, well, we're going to get to the press briefing in a minute.
Yesterday
in the press briefing, there was this question from Peter Alexander, which was just retard maximum. He goes, well, of these thousands of undocumented migrants, you say that you're only prioritizing the criminals of the crowd, but it looks like about half have no previous criminal record. And Caroline Leavitt, who is fantastic, just absolutely
upgraded
fantastic,
the century in that room,
goes, well, Peter, they're here illegally. So the crime is that they entered the country illegally and will be deported.
Yeah.
And hearing that is so great because, you know, I've been saying that for how long? There doesn't need to be an underlying crime. The crime is the illegal entry.
They're here illegally.
Now, a lot of them are fucking criminals, murderers, rapists, pedophiles,
drug dealers,
gang members, guns. You go down the list.
It's ridiculous.
But being here illegally is a federal crime.
Yeah, you got to go. Sorry, you're not here. You're not supposed to be. You got to go.
Yep.
End of subject. And I just, this whole, well, we need to have a little illegal immigration is just perfectly encapsulates the insanity that has just ensnared the left and their allies in the media. Are you fucking kidding me? We're going to have just, okay, Storm, a little bit of rape. That's okay. That's okay. A little bit of murder, a little bit of drug dealing. Well, that's insane. Well, no. It has to be because these people are here illegally. So we have to tolerate that. And these poor people, they're coming from Central America. So let them rape, let them kill, but only a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit of rape.
Just a little bit of rape. A little bit of child rape. Just a little bit.
Well, you know, I never thought I'd see the day where Democrats are shedding tears over illegal immigrants who are rapists being deported.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm sorry. Get the fuck out of here with the whole we were treated in, inhumanely, like that Colombian that they interviewed at on the ground in Bogota. You know, Tom Holman, actually, there was a British reporter who tried to ambush him on this. He's like, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
The ICE detention facilities are top-tier federal facilities. This isn't, you know, I'm trying to think of a really bad prison in Latin America.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
It's not like there's no overcrowding. These people probably get, you know, it's not like, get the fuck out of here with this. It's fake news.
And further, even if they were being treated inhumanely, I wouldn't give an absolute flying fuck.
I wouldn't care either.
Because what they've done to America and Americans and murdering and crime and theft and taking over apartment complexes, fuck these people.
Yep.
They should be thrown in the worst detention centers and then flown out of here as soon as possible.
I agree. Well, they're going to Gitmo now.
Gitmo.
So
they do a waterboarding.
Yeah.
And then did you see Tom Homan when he called Joy Reid dumber than a box of rocks? That was fucking amazing.
Him and
and Stephen Miller.
Dr. Phil is on the ground arresting illegals.
Yeah.
It's what this is awesome.
And Stephen Miller just destroying Jake Tapper yesterday.
Oh my God.
Over the federal workforce stuff. You know,
which is first of all the deal of the century for those people who want to leave.
Oh, the buyouts?
7 months severance?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. It's 9 months.
Nine months.
And you can get a job during that time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, like, they're crying, oh, we have to go to the office. Oh, we have to do our job.
What about child care?
I'd love to see those people try to work in a fucking private sector job like we do every single day.
It's ridiculous.
Where you have to make a profit to survive. Because it's insane.
Not a lot of companies, barring, you know, executive level, but not a lot of companies give people of this, you know, 9 month severance.
Yeah. And you can get a job during it. You can double dip.
You work from home. You can stay at home.
Yeah.
No, February 9th, federal workers.
They don't want the federal worker gravy train to end. You know, one thing I am a little upset with is the traffic's been absolutely fucking horrible.
It's ridiculous.
And it's only going to get worse. But fuck them, and I hope that it leads to a significant reduction in the federal workforce.
Well,
and
it's going to save us like $100 billion or something.
Yeah.
If 10% leave.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, Doge is already on an absolute fucking roll.
$1 billion a day, I heard, right? $1 billion a day?
More than that. I saw a report today, according to the debt clock they've been keeping track, they've saved already $40 billion just in the first week.
Yeah, I love that. It's added to the debt clock.
You know, it's really impressive. And, you know, the spending crackdown is significant. The freeze on spending was blocked by a federal judge, of course. He's fucking activist judges.
I believe it was a Biden-appointed judge.
Shocker.
Right.
Yeah. And then they rescinded the order, and all these Democrats taking this victory lap.
Yeah.
I got fucking news for you.
Yeah.
You know what they're doing right now. They're crafting targeted, specific individual orders, not a blanket order, using federal authority, more legally sound, and they're going to issue all those. So all these Democrats parading around as if they, quote, defeated President Trump in his first major loss, which is what they're running with.
Yeah, I know.
Guess what? I got news for you.
It ain't happening.
That moral victory that you think you have is not going to last very fucking long.
Yeah, just an administrative tweak. Also, they were totally lying about the community notes was very busy yesterday because Chuck Schumer and AOC were acting as if like Medicare got shut down.
Yeah, oh,
and I'm
I know,
like,
I
are
know.
You kidding? First of all, no. Second of all, the portal was still open and things are getting processed, as Caroline Leavitt said in her gold standard presser yesterday.
Yep, well, we're going to get to that in a second. Plus, we got our smorgasbord here. Yeah. Oh, the Colombia thing over the weekend. The
Colombian president. Oh, my God. The Great Trade War that never was?
Yeah.
Storm the flowers. What about the flowers on Valentine's Day?
It came out that the president of Colombia turned away a flight filled with illegal immigrants, rejecting his own citizens from landing back in the country. So, while President Trump was on the golf course, he threatened to tariff the shit out of Colombia and destroy their country economically.
Yeah, he did.
And immediately, that fucking bitch, that president from Colombia, backed down and started taking the flights in.
Yeah, he did.
And President Trump had a funny, really funny line today about that during the signing of the Laken and Riley Act. Take a listen.
For the first time in history, we're loading dangerous and illegal aliens into military aircraft and flying them back to the places from which they came. You probably read about Colombia 2 days ago. They said, no, we're not taking them. I said, we're going to take them. You're going to take them. You're going to like it, too. You're going to take them.
It was so good. And they're going to like it. You know, it's just there's so much winning. It's almost hard to get to it all in the show. And, you know, there's an executive order coming today, apparently, that all of the pro-Hamas foreign students here on visa, bye-bye. You're going home. Adios. Or
they gotta go,
or inshallah, whatever the fuck it is.
Inshallah.
Yeah.
Or Allahu Akbar.
Yeah, well, that's what they want to do.
Goodbye.
You know, we've covered plenty of incidents on the show of college students being arrested for terrorism.
Your alma mater, man.
Two times.
You got a pair of sisters, and then the guy working with the undercover Fed to blow up the general consulate in New York, the Israeli general consulate in New York.
Yep.
Insane.
See, freezing all foreign assistance except for Israel and Egypt, I believe. I don't know why Egypt, because they're kind of fucked up, but Ukraine crying instantly.
Oh, my God.
You know, what's his name? Zelensky. Fucking whore of the East. He was crying all over the place. Oh, we're not going to make it, blah, blah, blah. Well, yeah, you got to come to a peace deal.
Yeah.
And then, of course, maybe 12 hours later, Zelensky. We're ready to talk to Russia.
Yeah, talk to Russia, exactly.
Yeah. All you got to do, turn off that money.
Yeah.
It's not hard.
I can only imagine what that audit's going to be like in the fullness of time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the amount of stealing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean,
yep.
It would have made Red Cross's kerfuffle from Katrina look like child's play.
Yep.
Anyway, yeah.
Let's see. Over at the DOJ, things are moving. I think Bondi's going to be confirmed maybe Friday. And so we, of course, had all of the J6ers released, which was absolutely fantastic. We had the prosecutors who targeted Trump for Jack Smith's hit squad. They were fired. What else? Trump dismissed 17 inspectors general from across the government. You know, they literally had to drag the USDA inspector general out. She was
very unhappy.
Yeah, well, fuck her.
Yeah, too bad. Gotta leave.
Gotta go. Trump bringing back the Mexico City policy. Oh, yeah, you know, so pro-abortion, they say.
Yeah.
And pardoning dozens of pro-life activists who were arrested by Biden's Department of Justice.
Terrible man, right?
Yeah. The press briefing yesterday was really just something. Caroline Leavitt is going to be a rock star.
Yeah.
And what an upgrade over Karine Gray-Poupon. To have a press secretary who could go up there.
Answer questions.
Take real questions. Yeah. Oh, by the way, the press somehow is now asking questions again.
Oh, no, right.
They've found their voice. And,
yes.
You know, it's really interesting how they just disappeared for 4 years. And, you know, they're asking about President Trump's schedule now.
Yeah.
How does he have time to golf if things are so urgent and pressing? I don't know. Did you ask about the 470-something days that Biden went to Delaware and did nothing?
Yeah, something
or when Biden had no events in a day?
Yep.
Or when he was asleep by 5 o'clock while Afghanistan was falling?
Yep.
Or when he wasn't even woken up because of the New Orleans terror attack. Yeah. I mean, it's just fucking ridiculous. Yeah,
he slept on the beach while Hawaii burned.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
For like 3 days, he was on the beach.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you know, the, watching the press corps get smacked around by Caroline Leavitt was just fantastic. And giving questions to independent outlets and conservative outlets and people who would have never been called on by Grey Poupon.
Yeah.
It's just so nice to not have a DEI hire in there anymore. Yeah. And she can go out there without a binder full of pre-canned responses and answer questions on the fly from all kinds of reporters
across the spectrum. The thing about Egg Crisis was excellent. Besides the energy aspect, she was like, oh, yeah, you do know that the former guy named Biden killed over 100 million chickens.
Well,
maybe that has to do with supply and demand. I don't know.
I have that clip for you right here. Roll that, Mr. Producer.
Really glad you brought this up, because there is a lot of reporting out there that is putting the onus on this White House for the increased cost of eggs. I would like to point out to each and every one of you that in 2024, when Joe Biden was in the Oval Office, or upstairs in the residence sleeping, I'm not so sure, egg prices increased 65% in this country. We also have seen the cost of everything, not just eggs. Bacon, groceries, gasoline have increased because of the inflationary policies of the last administration. As far as the egg shortage, what's also contributing to that is that the Biden administration and the Department of Agriculture directed the mass killing of more than 100 million chickens, which has led to a lack of chicken supply in this country, therefore a lack of egg supply, which is leading to the shortage.
It's just,
that was awesome.
Yeah,
it was awesome. And can you imagine Joe Rogan being in that seat?
Yeah. No,
like Theo Vaughn when he gets in there.
Yeah. We already played the Peter Alexander retardation for you.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, you know, we talked about the drones on this show. We finally have some answers on the drones.
Yeah.
Although I'd like some more answers about what they're actually doing.
Really, it kind of was
was a little broad. It was a little broad. Take a listen.
And before I turn to questions, I do have news directly from the President of the United States that was just shared with me in the Oval Office from President Trump directly. An update on the New Jersey drones. After research and study, the drones that were flying over New Jersey in large numbers were authorized to be flown by the FAA for research and various other reasons. Many of these drones were also hobbyists, recreational, and private individuals that enjoy flying drones. In time, it got worse due to curiosity. This was not the enemy.
Why couldn't they just say this at the time?
Exactly. I don't get that.
Yeah,
they made it seem like it was like, you know, like Area 51 Independence Day shit. You know, like, oh, well, we're getting to the bottom of this.
Yeah.
Just say it was authorized by the FAA. You're freaking out an entire the whole tri-state area is on edge.
I know. It's just crazy. It's so dumb. You know? It's a perfect microcosm of what the Biden-Harris administration was.
Just incompetent?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. They can't even come up with a simple statement about drones.
Some more winning. The Gulf of America
is
in full effect. We learned today or yesterday that Google Maps will soon be changing Gulf of Mexico to Gulf of America. And the National Weather Service today in their forecasts referencing the Gulf of America.
Yeah.
So it is now the Gulf of America.
It's done.
Fuck Mexico and their stupid bitch president.
She'll get in line.
Yeah, I think so.
All these people,
once those tariffs
they
hit,
all get in line.
Once those tariffs hit, she'll be like, oh, shit.
Yeah, they'll get in line.
Let's see. Trump revoked Fauci's security detail, which was great that we were paying for as taxpayers because, you know, that the guy needs security because he lied to everybody.
Yep.
And I think that you're going to see him dragged up to the Hill on subpoena. Because even though he got that pardon, like I said, the preemptive pardon,
we can still ask him questions.
We can still ask questions.
Yeah.
And he can't invoke the Fifth.
No, he can't. He has to answer them.
And that's going
to
go for all of the Biden crime family and all the people.
Bring Hunter back
pardons.
Up. Bring that whole family up.
Millie is going to definitely be called. I saw they're also bringing up the mayors of the sanctuary cities that are refusing to cooperate with ICE.
Ooh,
that's
going
to be great television.
Yeah.
So we got a lot in store here over these next few weeks, and the pace is going to continue. We're going to continue to confirm President Trump's nominees to their cabinet posts. And life is fun again.
Yeah.
It's,
things are prosperous, except that, how did you feel about the Fed decision today?
Oh, my God. Retardation.
Another unchanged rates. Right?
Well,
they didn't touch the rates.
They're continuing their previous path of fucking everything up and missing the moment to actually do something.
Yeah.
Again, go all the way back to January of 2021.
Yeah.
When I said inflation's skyrocketing, they need to raise the rates. They didn't start raising the rates till the end of April. They were late. And they were slow on the increase of the rates. Yep. And that led to the hyperinflation that we saw. And then they were slow in backing off because they were slowing the economy too much. And now they're afraid to do anything. And I think today the reason that they didn't lower the rates is just because Jerome Powell wants to stick it to Trump. The economy indicates that rates should be lowered to unleash America. You know, there's no reason for what they did today. And it's just continuing. They're just going to be late again. I guarantee you in a few weeks, at the next one in February, they're going to lower the rates. And again, they're going to do that too slow. You know, home sales last year were the worst since the Great Recession. And that's because...
Is that not a red flag for anything right
there? I mean, there's a number of factors. Yeah. One is the illegal immigrants in our country that are taking up housing that should be in Americans' hands, which drives up the prices of rent and home prices. But two, the mortgage rates. People can't afford to buy a home at these rates.
Yeah.
The qualifications are too high, and, you know, wages haven't kept up, but wages are going to start growing now, and especially as you see, we're going to talk a lot about reconciliation here in the coming weeks. Once we get through the Senate confirming nominees, we've got another budget fight coming up because, remember, that continuing resolution only went until March. I think they're going to do the first reconciliation then. I'm not 100% sure. I think there's going to be two. One's going to be a new budget and border funding and a whole bunch of stuff. And then the second's going to be taxes. But the tax package is what's really going to unleash America, just as the Trump Tax Cuts and Job Act in the first administration did. I mean, the amount of growth we saw after that in companies and hiring and wages and bonuses and was just staggering. So,
and we got to make that atmosphere permanent.
Yes, it has
to be. And we got to get moving because I don't want to, obviously, you don't want to risk after the midterms. Obviously.
Yeah, but I actually think that we're going to roll them in the midterms. They've not learned their lesson, and so we'll have plenty of time to talk about that. All right. Of course, if you have any comments, stories you want us to cover, questions, emails, we love hearing from you, triggered@townhall.com. And if you enjoy Triggered and want it uncensored and aren't yet a VIP member, now's the time to join. I promise you, you will love it. A money-back guarantee. No one has ever asked me for their money back, and so many Triggered listeners are VIPs. You fund not only what we're doing here on Triggered, but all of our great conservative journalism across the network. We've got some really, really cool stuff planned for you this upcoming year. That's why, unfortunately, we have to keep it at one show for now a week. I've been very busy. I wish this was my full-time job, and I could do this every day for you guys, but... Unfortunately, that's not how it goes. And so you'll get a ton of VIP members only content, you know, totally ad free experience. You know, it's unbelievable what our VIPs are doing for us and the special stuff that we're doing for them. We're going to have some special events and all kinds of stuff coming up here in the future. So become a VIP member today. Go to townhallvip.com. Use the promo code FIGHT for 60% off. Help us fight against the people that are lying about President Trump and want to continue to destroy our country. Thank you to all of you who are VIP members. That means the world to especially me, but to all of us here at Town Hall Media. And we love all of our listeners. We love all of you. Don't forget, 5-star ratings and reviews go a long way to helping us beat those big tech algorithms on Apple and wherever you listen to your podcasts. Again, if you'd like to reach out, email us triggered@townhall.com. We will be back here next Wednesday, February 5th, for another episode of Triggered. There may not be an episode the following week. It depends if my Eagles win the Super Bowl and if I'm drunk off my ass on Broad Street in Philly on that day for the Super Bowl parade. But we'll see. We'll see. And if they lose, there might not be an episode either because I'll be deeply depressed. So you should root for the Eagles. That's all I got to say about that. Go Birds. And we will see you next Wednesday for another episode of Triggered.
See you then.